As the IU Summer Theater's production of Shakespeare's A Midsummer Night's Dream opens, Hippolyta, Jenny McKnight, the defeated queen of the Amazons, is delivered to Duke Theseus, Grant Goodman, in handcuffs. The cuffs are quickly removed, and she seems to be rather a good sport about the whole thing. No sooner does Theseus declare that their marriage shall take forth 4 days hence than he's called upon to judge a marriage dispute. Aegeus Justino Brokaw demands that his daughter Hermia, Ashley Dillard, marry Demetrius, Jason Craig West. Hermia wants to marry Lysander, Nicholas Jenkins. Demetrius loves Hermia, so he's fine with it. The fourth member of the young lovers is Helena, Amanda Catania. She's in love with Demetrius. Theseus sides with the father and gives Hermia the choice of Demetrius or a nunnery. Hermia and Lysander elope out of town, but they get lost in the enchanted forest. Demetrius follows them, and Helena follows him. With the help of the king of the fairies, Oberon, Grant Goodman again, and his puck, a cat-like Tara Chursano, things get mixed up. Both Lysander and Demetrius fall in love with Helena. Helena's baffled by this and very upset. The abandoned Hermia is even more baffled and upset. It's a wonderfully emotional, energetic, and gracefully choreographed scene, and so high school. Meanwhile, the community theater group is putting together a play for the celebration of the wedding of Theseus and Hippolyta. They're usually called the Rude Mechanicals, but I like the title The Hempen Homespuns. Ian Martin is the organizer and leader of the production of The Mirthful Tragedy of Pyramus and Thisbe. He and his cast, Katie Horowitz, Zach Decker, Justino Brokaw, and the cartwheeling Joey Kelly, are a charmingly varied group. David Kortemeyer as Bottom is the most rambunctious of the players. He's ready to play any and all the parts. Whether you've ever been in a bit of theater or not, this whole process is a delightfully funny headache for Ian Martin. Meanwhile, Oberon is having a bit of a feud with his fairy queen, Jenny McKnight. He and Puck put an ass's head on Bottom, and more of their magic makes the queen fall in love with him. Bottom and the queen's scenes together are richly funny. As things come to fruition, Oberon and Puck put things right. The spell is removed from Queen Titania, the ass's head is removed from Bottom, and the queen and Oberon are reunited. The young folks are sorted out, repairing the lovers Hermia and Lysander, and linking Helena with her Demetrius. At the evening of Theseus and Hippolyta's wedding, they're joined by the two couples, and all enjoy the props, malaprops, and comedy of the homespun's play. IU's Summer Theater's delightful production of A Midsummer Night's Dream is directed by Jonathan Michelson, with choreography by Kenneth L. Roberson, costume design by Kelsey Nichols, sound design by Kate Hirschberger. Sam Bryson was the production's sole percussionist. A Midsummer Night's Dream continues in repertory with Sense and Sensibility through July 23rd. And at the theater for you, I'm George Walker.